Madison. James Madison. He was born a Virginian. He died an American. No other founding father of these United States worked harder to promote the ideals of democracy in this great land. He was the champion for the rights of the people, for freedom of speech and religion, and the rights of all citizens of this Union. James Madison was a man of small stature. He was the shortest president in our history, yet he was largely responsible for the formation of our treasured Constitution and our precious Bill of Rights. Madison was frail and sickly, but an excellent student. If it were not for the American Revolution, he may have remained an obscure man. The American Revolution drew James Madison into politics. He had found the vocation that would dominate his life. His entire adult life was devoted to public service. He served as a Virginia assemblyman. He served as a delegate to the Constitutional Convention. He served as a congressman. He served as a Secretary of State. He served as a fourth president of the United States. John Adams, in a letter to Thomas Jefferson, best described the president as James Madison. Notwithstanding 1,000 faults and blunders, his administration has acquired more glory and established more union than all three predecessors, Washington, Adams, and Jefferson, put together. During Madison's administration, the country was involved in America's second War of Independence, better known as the War of 1812. We, the people of the United States of America, in order to form a more perfect union. This is how this great nation began, and with the help of James Madison, the Constitution continues to promote the blessing of liberty. He was not a great orator, but James Madison spoke of creating a strong union and of the rights of all the people.
The happy union of these states is a wonder. Their constitution, a miracle. Their example, the hope of liberty throughout the world. Woe to the ambition that would mediate the destruction of either.
His devotion to establish the rights of the people are exemplified in his proposal for the Bill of Rights to Congress.
It will be a desirable thing to extinguish from the bosom of every member of the community any apprehensions that there are those among his countrymen who wish to deprive them of the liberty for which they valiantly fought and honorably bled.
James Madison was a champion for education in the formative years of this great land. He spoke of the importance of education in the preservation of our liberty.
Whilst it is universally admitted that a well-instructed people alone can be permanently a free people. A popular government without popular information or the means of acquiring it is but a prologue to a farce or a tragedy, or perhaps both. Knowledge will forever govern ignorance, and the people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power which knowledge gives.
At a time in history when the rights of women were minimal, Madison spoke out for their right to be educated.
The capacity of the female mind for studies of the highest order cannot be doubted, having been sufficiently illustrated by the works of genius, of erudition, and of science. Knowledge will forever govern ignorance. Knowledge will forever govern ignorance. Knowledge will forever govern ignorance. The advice nearest to my heart and deepest in my conviction is that the union of the states be cherished and perpetuated.
Madison, James Madison. He was born a Virginian, he died an American.